while hundreds of thousands of infuriated marchers protested in D.C. against the war in Iraq, anti-capitalist protesters besieged the United States Capitol building, giving Congress a taste of what things would be like if the U.S. was stupid enough to bring back the draft and go to war with Iran, as some Republicans are still proposing to do. Protesters took their case that Congress must cut off all funding for the war in Iraq and impeach George Bush directly to the steps of the U.S. Capitol, fighting their way through the U.S. Capitol police from 3rd Street all the way to the very doors of the U.S. Capitol, with a shield block in front carrying tower shields like those carried 2,000 years ago by Roman soldiers. The anti-capitalist march was organized by SDS, which takes its name from Students for a Democratic Society during the Vietnam War era. The anti-capitalist march began at DuPont Circle, and on its way to the Capitol passed through the shopping area that used to be known as Chinatown.
This aggressive protest coming out of DuPont Circle is an example of what the people who would be drafted if they brought the draft back for a war in Iran think of the war. If they bring back the draft, this is the fury they will face.
That's right, while you're shopping for an expensive new pair of shoes made in a sweatshop, children are dying under bombs in occupied Iraq. This is why we went to gentrified Chinatown where so many people were shopping while a war was being protested. Shoppers aside, the decision about whether to impeach George Bush or continue with business as usual, rather to allow the president to spend money for a surge of more troops in Iraq or to cut off all funding for the war, is made on Capitol Hill. That being so, the anti-capitalist march decided to take its case beyond 3rd Street, where the main demo ended, only to find the Capitol police put up a dogged defense trying to keep protesters from going beyond 3rd Street. Didn't work, though. Arrests on Capitol Hill during a protest against the war, while the Democrats and George Bush are arguing about war funding, would have been very bad politics for Nancy Pelosi, and the cops were heavily outnumbered at this time. The tower shields in front, the crowd pushed and pushed. The cops were pushed back from 3rd Street. A bulge formed in their lines. The crowd turned a corner after reaching the reflecting pool. The cops retreated to the far side of the reflecting pool. The crowd followed them. The police defense was pushed all the way back to the Capitol steps. And finally, flanking went around the Capitol. And according to the AP wire, a few people, quote, tried to enter the building at the south entrance, actually simply running up against the police line at that point. Always in the back of the cops' minds was the possibility that the quarter to half a million marchers behind 3rd Street would join in with the assault on Capitol Hill. Nancy Pelosi, you've been put on notice. Your party, the Democrats, was elected to end the war, to bring the troops home, and impeach George Bush and Cheney. If you don't get the job done, somebody else will. The protesters are going to be back unless Bush is out of office and the troops are brought home from Iraq.